In 2017, California banned state-funded travel to states that discriminated against LGBTQ people.
They wanted to send a message that California wouldn't give tax dollars to states that pass laws restricting LGBTQ rights.
Discriminatory laws like these have only increased since then. But California is currently considering doing away with its travel ban. To find out why, I talked to KQED politics editor Scott Schaefer. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Azul.
So, Senator Tony Atkins introduced this bill in March, and what is it proposing?
Well, it basically proposes to undo that travel ban that you mentioned and replace it with something called the Bridge Project. And that would be pivoting away from this idea of punishing states that have anti-LGBTQ laws on the books and replacing it with more of a messaging persuasion program, basically interacting with people in those states, going to conferences, enabling people who are working for, say, the University of California to participate in conferences and get, you know, that travel funded by the state. And the idea is simply to engage because clearly they feel that what they have been doing since 2017 when this current law took effect, it just isn't working.
Right. And so now we're at this time where anti-LGBTQ policies are at even higher rates than when this policy started. So the question is, why is California sort of walking this back now?
Yeah, I mean, there are some people who say now we should redouble our efforts to fight against these states, you know, not to to go to them and give them our dollars. But, you know, Tony Atkins, who is the Senate President Pro Tem, who is sponsoring this, she's from San Diego. She's openly lesbian. She grew up in rural Virginia, and she remembers what it was like growing up as a young person in a place that was hostile to gay and lesbian folks. And she feels that rescinding this travel ban will enable people who support LGBTQ rights to go to these places, to interact, to promote a positive message of inclusion. That would be much more effective than trying to basically punish these states, you know, to have a dialogue and to help reduce isolation that especially young people, young openly gay and trans folks are feeling living in these states, which are very, very hostile to them.
So, Scott, have any of these travel bans been effective in changing policies in states that had previously put anti-LGBTQ laws on the books?
There really isn't a lot of indication that it's worked. We had four states on the list initially. There's 23 now, and there's hundreds of anti-LGBTQ bills now in legislatures in those states and other states as well. So there really doesn't seem to be much indication that other than drawing attention to these anti-gay laws, that it's really had any impact on policy.
Last month, San Francisco repealed its own travel ban, saying that it was making government more costly and it wasn't clear if it was having an effect on policies in other states. What does that say about the fate of California's travel ban?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, San Francisco is known internationally for its support of LGBTQ rights. And when you have a city like San Francisco saying, you know what, we're going to try something different and rescind its own travel ban, I think it's an indication to the state that maybe it's time to follow suit.
Great. Thanks so much, Scott.
You're welcome.
That's the end of KQED's Pride Radio Special.
But just for now, we'll be back with more throughout the day. You can also find more of our Pride coverage on KQED.org.
San Francisco's Pride Parade kicks off at 10:30 this morning on Market Street. Happy Pride. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman.
And I'm Rachel Vasquez. You're listening to KQED News on the Weekend.